start this again. Sorry. So this week's parsha is Parsha Kedoshim. We're going to address the issue of whether taking revenge is good or bad. On the surface, it seems that taking revenge is bad. It says in this week's in Parsha Kedoshim, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yotches, Lo Sikom Velo Sitar, don't take revenge, don't hold a grudge. Taking revenge is bad, right? You should never do that. And yet, there are a number of instances where we find that the Torah acknowledges that it seems to be okay to take revenge. Herbie just mentioned, one is the Ir Mikla, the city of refuge. Because what's the halacha? If you unintentionally murder someone, and then you are found outside your city of refuge, the Goel Hadam, the relative, is 100% permitted to kill you. Okay? Can you think of other instances in the Torah where perhaps revenge by a person is justified?
Well, against Amalek.
Right, Amalek, right? Destroy Amalek. Pinchas? What?
Would you call Pinchas?
I'm not sure if that's revenge. I'm not sure if that's revenge.
I'm not sure either.
Right. Have you ever heard of the expression an eye for an eye?
Yes.
Right, that comes from our religion. Ayin tachas ayin, right? In Parshas Mishpatim, an eye for an eye, that seems to be, revenge.
We don't interpret it that way.
Well, but in any case, but there seems to be, so we interpret it, you pay the money for the eye that you're certainly, the fact that the Torah uses that language indicates that maybe we should, but for whatever reason, we're not doing it. But I'm saying there seems to be a preference.
Isn't that based in taking?
Right. Correct.
Not a matter of taking revenge.
Right. Right. I hear what you're saying. It's a based in doing it. It's a court. Right. So that's the question. When a thief pays double, so you could say, well, that's the court. In Parshas Matos, the very first source I have here, the language of God, God tells Moshe, this is in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, Hashem says, Nikom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Me'esa Midyanim, take revenge on the Midyanim. Again, God said so. So maybe the answer, Mike, is that, well, the courts can take revenge, God can tell you to take revenge, but you shouldn't be allowed to take revenge. Maybe.
Is there a difference between Goyim and Jews? Because it says, Avayecha, it's in the first pasuk that you had before.
Which one? What pasuk?
The one that you had before.
B'nei Amecha, right. B'nei
Amecha.
What?
No, you had that before.
Lo Sikom. Oh, Lo Sikom. Right. So it's B'nei Amecha, so mainly part of Jews. Okay, that's...
Adam and Yecha, it says.
Okay, right.
Rabbi,
yeah.
The fourth case of, weren't you initiating it? No, it's a new plot of collect paper for Solomon. Hey, you're making that choice to go to court against the person. So if you're going to go by this, you really shouldn't have that feeling in your heart that you can try to get the money from the person. You can say, okay.
Right. Or it could be, it's always a question, right? When the Torah tells us to take revenge, or the Torah makes the guy pay kefal double, so it could be a deterrent effect, but maybe we're not allowed to do it ourselves. That could be. It seems, though, that revenge, it can be very natural, right? Often it's an outgrowth of the human sense of unsatisfied reciprocity. Human beings demand fairness. If there's no revenge, then what might happen? You will continue to be abused. But the Torah says, Lo sikom velo sitor. Now, by the way, it says don't act in a vengeful way. And lo sitor means don't bear a grudge. What does that mean? What does it mean not bear a grudge? It's also revenge, but that's revenge, and that's expressing vengeful thoughts. That's a case where you say, well, you didn't lend this to me, so I'm not going to be like, you didn't lend me, you didn't lend me your phone charger. I tell my students that example. You didn't lend me your phone charger yesterday, so I'm not going to be like you. I'll lend you my phone charger, but I'm not going to be like you. So again, lo sikom is acting vengefully. Lo sitor is expressing vengeful thoughts. So the question is this a reasonable expectation? So what's fascinating is actually The truth is, there are actually two different schools of thought about this, about revenge. It's not as black and white. You know, when I looked into this, it's not as black and white as I used to think it is. It's good to be machmir, to be strict, but it's not as ironclad as I thought it would be, that it's forbidden. If you look in the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, I'm going to translate everything, so don't worry if you're scared by the Hebrew. So it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadak. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Tamid Chacham Sheino Nokim Venoter Kenachosh Eino Tamid Chacham. A scholar who doesn't take revenge like a snake is not a real Tamid Chacham. The Gemara says, Ah, V'hoksib, it doesn't say in our Parsha, Lo Siko V'lo Sitor, don't take revenge. No, that's Ahuba Mamon Hu Dekasav. No, when it says don't take revenge, that's only in monetary matters. Why? The Tanya, because we learn in Abraisa, Ezohi Nekima Ve'ezohi Netira. What's considered revenge and what's considered holding a grudge? That's forbidden from the Torah. Nekima? What's revenge? Omar Lo Hashileni Maglecha. I know, lend me your sickle, I think. Omar Lo, love. And the guy says to him, I asked someone, can you lend me this tool? And he says to me, no. Lamacha Omar Lo Hu Hashileni Kandumecha. The next day, he asked me, can I borrow your axe? Amar lo, I say to him, Eini mashilcha, I'm not going to lend you, kederech shelo hishaltari, just like the way you didn't lend me. Zohi netira, no, zohi nekima, that's vengeance. Vezohi netira, what's holding a grudge? Amar lo, he says to me, hashileni kardumecha, lend me your axe. Amar lo, lo. I said back to him, no. Lamach amar lo. The next day, the other guy asked, Hashilini chalukecha, lend me your shirt. Amar lo, heilach, eini kamoscha. I'm not like you, shlohi shaltani, that you didn't lend me, zohi netira. That is holding a grudge. So what's interesting, the Gemara seems to say, that maybe there's a difference between if the initial bad act was to property, or like he didn't lend you stuff, or versus Sarah de Gufa. The Gemara concludes basically the very last line of this Gemara that I in the passage here. V'hama Rava kol mavir midosa mavir lo kopshav. But doesn't Rava say if you wipe away the hurt, you decide you're not going to get upset, then God will forgive you from your sins? So Gemara says the mefaiso le umefayes. The case where you should wipe away the hurt and not want to take revenge and not be angry at the person is when he appeased you, when he sincerely apologized. What emerges from this Gemara is something I wouldn't have thought. It seems that the prohibition of revenge, again, it says for a Talmud Chacham, but the Gemara seems to say that the example, the classic example of taking revenge is specific to lending property. He doesn't lend me, I'm not going to lend him. That's revenge. Or he's not going to lend me, I'll lend you, but I'm better than you. That's what the Gemara seems to say. And just to prove to you, the Shari Tshuva for Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah lived in the Middle Ages, and he wrote this like awesome Musar Sefer called Shari Tshuva. And in Shar Gimel Os Labed Ches, he says very explicitly, Lo sikom v'lo staris b'nei amecha, Amar Rav Hasenu Yisrael l'vracha, Chazal, our rabbi say, Ezohi nekima, what is considered revenge? Amar lo, he said back to him, Hashileni kardumecha, lend me your axe. Amar lo, he said to him, Eini mashilcha kederech shelo yishaltani, I'm not going to lend you just like you didn't lend me. V'zohi netira, Amar lo, Hareini mashilcha v'eini kamoscha shelo yishaltani. And he said, what's netira? What's holding a grudge? Similar, where he says, I'm not like you, were you to let me, and I'll give it back to you. Ve'ein ha'onesh bazel ha'dibur ela netira salev. Here, the punishment is because what you're holding in your heart. Ve'amar, Rabbi Sadi Zichron Levracha, and a rabbi said, ki azharas ha'netira al davar shebamamon. This is only on monetary issues. Of al divrei gaiva ubuz udrishas ra, mutter lasom es ha'dvar malibo. But if someone's embarrassing you, if it's arrogance or seeking bad, then you're allowed to be upset at him. V'amru Rav Hasenu Yisrael Levracha, kol tamid chacham shino nokim v'noter kenachos shino tamid chacham. That if someone, if you're a scholar, if basically he doesn't take revenge when someone embarrasses him, then you're not a tamid chacham. Aval im yivakshu mimenu mechila, if they ask for forgiveness, yavro midosav. So then he should wipe away the hurt. So there's this distinction between emotional harm, where you can sort of fight back, it seems, and not lending you something. Why would you say there's a difference between those two cases?
Rabbi?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, before you get to that question, how do you tie that together with what you learned tonight with Micha Meir, where he's talking about
don't hate someone in your heart.
Right.
Yeah, so they're different.
You just said, I can't take Nechama. And if I'm taking Nechama, I obviously hate the person for what he did to me.
Maybe not. Why? Is the only reason why you would take revenge is because you hate the person? Can there be another reason why you might take revenge on someone?
Yes, you don't want to do it anymore.
Okay, so that's okay. So now here's the tension, right? This is like very real world, right? This is very real world. We get hurt by someone. So on the one hand, we should be someone who's trying to seek peace and not to fight back. On the other hand, we don't want to be treated as a doormat. So how do you balance those two values? So all I'm saying is, I'm just reading sources right now. There seems to be a distinction between the financial, between something he did, mamon, and tsara degufa, and emotional harm. Why might you make a distinction? Any thoughts?
Well, you might say that we believe that the money theoretically isn't ours, and we should be spreading it around as using it through tzedakah, so certainly lending it to someone should be.
Okay, interesting.
I would say money can be repaid. But emotions sometimes hurt, and sometimes you can't even put a value to that.
You know, it's so painful. He needs to realize what he did was wrong. Right.
Mm-hmm. We can hear you, Herb.
Can you speak up, Herbie?
Herbie said we need a system of penalties. So the question is, what's the difference between monetary and emotional harm? I hear you need a system of penalties. So the Chizkuni actually has an interesting distinction. And he says, "Im Tomar." He asks this question: "Ma'ishin Hashem and Kadosh Baruch Hu Mazir Balav Aloso Shelo Ratza Alod Davar LaHashil LaChaveru Kelev." Well, he asks a different question, but I think it's related to this. "Valzesh Yishlo Olav Taina Gedola Shelo Ratza LaShilo Tchila Hizir Balav." So the Chizkuni asks the question: why does Hashem not? God doesn't say you shouldn't be someone who doesn't lend people stuff. God didn't say, in other words, what happened? One guy did something bad, right? He was stingy. He didn't lend the other person something. So the first guy was stingy. The second guy, you know, he did revenge by, he acted in a vengeful way by not lending him back. Why is the Torah only focused on the second guy, not the first guy? So the Chizkuni answers, V'yesh Lomar, She'arisha lo hiniach lahasha lo ela machmas tsarus ayin shahaya Megalo Chaviv Alav. The reason why the first guy doesn't, Reuven didn't lend Shimon his sickle because he hates Shimon. It's because he's just stingy. He's cheap. He's stingy. He doesn't want to lend stuff out. It's not because he hates the other person. So, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Machricho Lahashio Kelev Shelo Mertzono. So, God is not going to force him, as it were, to lend something against his will. People can be stingy with their stuff. Might not be the best quality, but you're not gonna violate a prohibition. But the person who would have lent him his stuff, if not for the fact that he hates him, that he wants to take revenge, it's because of hatred that he does it. The first guy doesn't lend it because he's stingy. That God can tolerate. Maybe not so great, but he can tolerate. The second guy, it's because he hates him. That is Leficha Mar Kadosh Baruch Hu Tenatzecha Ava Sheish Lecha Imo Es Hasina Sheish Lecha Imo Umutok Kach Yevo Shalom Ba'olam. He says that the love, you have to love him, you know, more than you hate him, and therefore there will be peace. So perhaps, wait, one second. So perhaps the point is, according to Chizkuni, could be that specifically, if you follow this approach, why can you not take revenge for lending something, for someone not lending him? Because maybe it doesn't justify, in other words, if the goal is really, you know what, I don't want to be a doormat, I don't want to be. What the Torah is really saying here is you cannot act out of hatred. And he's arguing that maybe not lending out of this is lending out of hatred, or not lending out of hatred. So that's the issue. In other words, it could be, if your motivation, maybe when it comes to someone, like you said, emotionally embarrassing you, so you can't, you have to stand up for yourself, and you can't, and you have to fight back according to this first approach, right? So the only reason why you can't lend the other item, because you're doing it because of your hatred towards the other person, and that's something that the Torah cannot excuse. Yeah. Yes, Andre.
What happens if it's not done out of hatred? What happens if it's done the same way we said emotionally?
So maybe.
I doesn't want to be a doormat.
So
I don't want to lend stuff to someone who doesn't lend stuff to me.
Right.
Rabbi, so,
yeah, okay.
Sometimes you ask for something and the person can't give it to you for reasons that he can't explain.
Right.
You have to be done the cups first. Maybe right. Something he couldn't afford it. Maybe it might break and he wouldn't be able to replace it. Maybe he needs it for something else. You do have to be down the cups list, people answer.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that, so that could also be with this as well. It could also be, and the truth is, Sandra, we're going to get to this actually. This fits into, I'm going to get back to your point, Sandra, when we do the Ramban. But to Ben's point, there might be a distinction. At least according to the Chizkuni, it seems that the reason why he's not doing it is because of the hatred. Because what is he saying? The Gemara says, the language that he's using is not because I don't want to be a doormat. I hate you for this. So if it's not because, if you feel this person's taking advantage of you, you know, keeps on borrowing stuff and not. So again, the question, and I don't want to get into this in detail, but it could be like, if you're not really losing anything, you know, and it's not hurting you at all, because, right, he's not simply doing you a favor. But it's not like he's hurting you. There's a difference between perhaps, you know, when he's emotionally hurting you versus, okay, he's a stingy person. It's okay. So so you're gonna teach him a lesson. So I don't know if that's gonna teach you a lesson for being stingy or not. Not sure. But let me read on a little more. A few more.
Hey, Rabbi, we say every davening three times a day. At the end of davening, we don't think about this, but.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a bit. Or Velim Kalai Nafshi Sidom. How about that?
Right. Okay.
I don't think that fits in with his first approach, Baruch. The Bechor Shor, another commentary. He says, Lo Sikom Velo Sitor. Kamosha Pershi Rabbosani, like our rabbis explained, Shal Tisno Anual Shalo Velo Titor Lo Eva Im Eino Rotel Ashil Lacha or Lo Seis Lacha. You shouldn't hate him. Or you shouldn't bear a grudge. You shouldn't have hatred if he doesn't want to lend you something. Dishema ena yacho. Sandra's point. Maybe he's not able to do it. Otzarech lo sodav, or he needs that item. Avolim yigzol eshelcho yignov timkom v'titor v'kach shelcho mitach jado. But if he steals from you, then you can steal back from him to get your stuff back. Not a problem at all. So that's the Sandra's point. That again, this is simply saying that it's a very narrow prohibition of nekama here, of revenge. This is basically taking revenge simply because you hate him, or maybe because you did not clarify the facts. And the Ramban also explains that the Torah says, in the end of the first line of the Ramban, Al tisnos achicha bovavecha, don't hate your friend in your heart. That's what it says. Lo tisnos achicha bovavecha, don't hate your friend in your heart. Hocheach tocheach hasamisecha, rebuke your friend. Velo tisilavchei, shouldn't bear a sin. And then the Torah says, "Lo sikom v'lo sitor." Don't take revenge. So Ramban says the following: "Al tisa zochicha b'vavecha." Don't hate your friend in your heart. Basoso l'cha shlo kirtzoncha. What he does to you, not according to your desires. Avotochichena madu kacho sisa imadi. Why'd you do this to me? You should tell him that. V'lo tisa lavchet. And don't have a sin. L'chaso sinaso b'limcha, to cover his hatred in your heart, velo sagilo, and not tell him, right? Sometimes you hold it in. You're very upset at the person. You hold it in. Don't be like that. Because when you rebuke him, he might apologize, or he's gonna repent and apologize. And then the Torah says, Lecha. And then he says, don't take revenge. Don't hold a grudge in your heart what he did to you. Okay? So the Ramban understands, again, the same logic here. That really what, according to this first school of thought, it's not that you can never sort of hold it in or be angry. The bottom line is, if someone does something bad to you, you should confront the person. You shouldn't jump to conclusions. And it could be that if at the end of the day, the person steals something from you, we saw the Bechor Shor, you're allowed to take it back. Could be, right? Could be the Rabban is telling you, oh, what I want you to do is, if someone does something bad to you, don't hold it inside. Confront the person, but don't simply just take revenge. And that's why, according to the Gemara, it's only monetary issues, lending something. Because maybe if someone is emotionally harms you, yeah, you need to step up. You need to step up because you can't be a doormat. That is one school of thought, I think. However, that's not the only school of thought. There is the classic approach. And for that, you'll find the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Hanoke mechavera over belotase shenemar lo tikom. If someone takes revenge, he violates the prohibition of lo sikom. And he says, Vav pishin aloke alav dea ra hi admod. Even though you don't get flogged for it, it's still a very bad character trait. Eloroi lo laadam, lios mavir midosa, vakol divrei olam. A person should be someone who wipes away the hurt on any matters of the world. Sheakol eitzel hamevidim divrei hevel vavai. Because people who really understand things, that most things in the world are really not utter nonsense. People get worked up over utter nonsense. And if you really understand that, now obviously there are extreme cases, but what he tries to say at the end of the day, if you really believe that God runs the world and that, you know, you focus on what's really important, most things are nonsense. And most things are really not worth it to take revenge. Sometimes you say, I just want to prove a point. And you get all worked up on it, all worked up about it. And then what's interesting is that the Rambam gives the example about the lending, but he says, V'chein kol kayotze baze. The Rambam does not make a distinction between monetary matters and other matters. And the Rambam says, this case of you should be someone who's mavi o midoso, someone who wipes away the hurt. The Rambam says this, even though the Gemara and Yoma said, you should only wipe away the hurt after the person appeases you and asks you for forgiveness. That's not what the Rambam says. You should be someone who basically says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And he basically quotes a pasuk in Tehillim that refers to David HaMelech, who basically says that even though Shaul was trying to harm him, David's not going to repay him in kind, and he's not going to try to harm him. And the Sefer HaChinuch, I'll just finish with this point, the Sefer HaChinuch says, this is the bottom here, he says, Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, what's one of the mitzvos of this idea of not taking revenge? Sheyeda Ha'adam, V'yiten Alibo, a person should understand, and should take to heart, that everything that happens to him, from good to bad, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'miyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv, lo yadavar bilti ritzon Hashem Baruch Hu. And basically, everything that happened, it's the will of Hashem. Now, again, let me be very clear about this. We're splitting something here. If someone harms me, that person can't say, well, I'm the messenger of God. God wanted you to be harmed. No. If someone does something to me, so to some extent, God wanted this to happen, so I accept it. But what? The person's still going to be punished for it. And again, if the person harms me, then there is redress according to however halacha dictates. Halacha says a thief pays double. And halacha dictates if someone who caused you bodily harm pays this amount. And halacha dictates everything that happens to deter such behavior. But our general approach should be that everything that happens to us is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether we are harmed from something due to no one's fault or due to someone's fault. Al Kain, therefore, Kishi Tzareu Yachivuhu, Adam, that when someone causes you pain, Yeda Benavsho Ki Avinosav Garmu Vashem Yisparach Gazer Allah Bekah. They'll know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this decree. Sefer HaChinuch says your sins cause it. Again, I don't want to say that everything bad happens to you because of your sins. We don't live in this world. We don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does certain things. And sometimes we have Yisurim Shel Ava, we have sufferings of love from Hashem. But the point is, V'lo Yashis Machshavos of Lin Kol Mimenu. And he shouldn't place his thought to take revenge. Ki hu eino sibas raso. Okay, he wants to say it might be more related to the sin, but you don't have to go that far. It seems to me is that there really are two different schools of thought. According to the second school of thought, again, I don't think you ever have to be a doormat. Okay? The question is, how forceful are you allowed to be with someone who emotionally harmed you or who stole from you? So I would say the following. Everyone agrees that if someone was stingy and didn't lend you, so then you can't take revenge, you can't hold a grudge. Now, why can't you do that? So one approach is, the Rambam will say, give the person the benefit of the doubt. The first approach might say, you should confront the person, clarify why the person didn't do that. Maybe it's for a good reason. Okay? There is, let me finish, I'll take your comments. There is some leeway. There is a school of thought that says if someone tries to emotionally harm you, or then you could take a strong stance back, because otherwise you're going to feel like a doormat. But as much as possible, again, you have to have self-respect. But the Rambam says, try to be like someone who's mavir al midosav, someone who will wipe away the hurt. Sometimes when people who are 25 sometimes may say something that's insensitive to me, so I try to remind myself, you know, they're acting like a five-year-old. If a five-year-old says something to me that's insensitive, then I don't care so much. Sometimes five-year-olds act like five-year-olds, and sometimes 25-year-olds act like five-year-olds. It's hard to do. It's hard to do to follow the Rambam. But my point is, there is some leeway in the Rishonim to take a tough stand if need be. But I think in general, we should always try to seek peace and follow the optimal level as set forth by the Rambam. I'll be happy to take your thoughts. And the goal, ultimately, is that, according to the second approach, as the Torah says, Kadoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani, to wipe away the hurt, that's acting like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's acting on a very higher level. It's transcending our natural instincts. And that's the highest level. So the lower level is maybe sometimes revenge is permitted, but the highest level is not to take revenge and to wipe away the hurt and ki kadosh ani. This is a level of kedusha.